So we skipped Tachanun today at Mincha. What is the reason why we skipped Tachanun? It's because tonight is a holiday, Tu B'Shvat, the 15th day of the month of Shvat. Two really isn't a word. It's just the numerical value of the letters Tes and Vav. Tes is 9, Vav is 6. 9 plus 6 equals 15. It's the 15th day of Shvat. So actually, it's a debate in the Talmud, when is Tu B'Shvat? Well, everyone agrees to the date, but the debate is, when is the new year for trees? Tu B'Shvat is the new year for trees. What does that mean, the new year for trees? So, you know, we have different calendar years. We have the school year, September. You have the business calendar. You have the January year. So too in Judaism, we know Rosh Hashanah as being the new year, but we know Pesach is also the first month. So the new year for trees, so that's, how do I know? It was in terms of taking tithes off, Meiser. So at what point do I say the tree belongs to one year or the next year for the fruit? So Tu B'Shvat is the cutoff point. So it's one of the many new years we have during the year. So that was the time you had to know exactly at what point do you count from last year's crop to this year. So there's a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says the new year for trees is already passed. You missed it 2 weeks ago. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the beginning of the month of Shvat. That's the new year for trees. And Beis Shammai says it's today. It's tonight, tomorrow. So what is the issue at hand? Is this a random dispute? Like, what is Beis Shammai says it happened 2 weeks ago? And what does Beis Hillel say it's happening today? So the Gemara only gives us half the story. The Gemara tells us the reason for Beis Shammai. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? Because Rov Gishamim, the majority of the rain, this is talking about the land of Israel, the majority of the rain has fallen by Tu B'Shvat. By today, the 15th of Shvat, the majority has already fallen, and we'll explain so what, but that's what he says. And the Gemara doesn't say what Beis Hillel's opinion is, so the Meiri, one of the commentators, tells us, why is today Tu B'Shvat? Because that's when the day the fruit starts growing. Well, not technically the fruit, but the sap inside the tree starts growing deep inside. So what's the issue? What's the issue between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? It's actually not just a local dispute here. It's a fundamental dispute how they view the world and how they view everything. Basically, Beis Shammai lives in the world of potential. He's always getting down to the root of the issue, and he's looking at where everything originates from. So once the majority of rain has fallen, so now the potential now, but the sap in the tree for the fruits to grow. So therefore, since the potential is now, we view it like right now things have begun already, even though they, in reality, they haven't. And Beis Hillel takes a much more practical view. When the reality of life, when it happens, until it happens, it hasn't happened yet. There's no guarantees, and therefore we wait for the reality of the event. And I'll give you a couple of examples. But that's why in general, we say we have a tradition that in this world we follow Beis Hillel, because hopefully we live in reality. And in the next world, when the Mashiach comes, we'll follow the opinions of Beis Shammai when we look at more of the potential. Because people who just live in potential are usually miserable people and depressed people. In this world, we got to live in reality. We can't just, you should strive for potential, but you got to live in reality. So an example we have this, we just had last night. We make Havdalah after Shabbos. So everyone agrees we make Havdalah, but there's a debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the same ones, on whether, what is the bracha on the fire we make? One of the blessings on Havdalah is over fire. So we make Borei Ma'orei Ha'esh. That's the blessing we make. That's in plural form. We thank God on many fires. And Beis Shammai says Shabara Ma'or Ha'esh, that in the past he created the root of fire. When was that? When Adam HaRishon. Adam, he was the first one to make Havdalah. You know, with the Boy Scouts, you get the stones together. He was living after Shabbos. The lights went out and he had to make a fire. So again, what's the issue here? Beis Shammai goes back to the potential. You go back to the original fire. And that's And that was the potential for all fires that we have forever. And that's true. But Beis Hillel looks at the reality. When you look at the fire next time, there's a little orange, red, yellow. It's a bunch of flames happening. So we deal in reality. So therefore, we make the Borei Moreish. And the most classical dispute between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, I know it was a while ago, Hanukkah. It's hard to remember. But there's another famous debate between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The first night of Hanukkah, do you light one candle or do you light eight candles? In other words, do you go one to eight or do you go to eight to one? So I don't want to ruin it for you, but Beis Hillel says you go from one to eight, and Beis Shammai says you go from eight to one. Why? Because on the first day of Hanukkah, you had the potential for the oil to last 8 days. So therefore, on the first day, you light eight. The second day, only 7 day potential left. They're always going down, according to Beis Shammai. But Beis Hillel is looking at the practicality. What day of Hanukkah is it? Today's the first day of Hanukkah. Tomorrow's the second day of Hanukkah, and so on. And there are many disputes, and I'll give one more. But there are many of these that have... One is, it's almost fishing season, so those who are about to go fishing. So the question is, when a fish, it's alive. It's known as it's a bal chai. So the luck is when a fish is alive, it can't get ritual defilement. It can't become tummy. It's in the laws of the ritual laws. However, once it's dead, once it turns into food, so then it can become tummy. So the Beis Shammai, they want to know at what point you consider the fish dead. So what do you mean? Go take its pulse, bring it to a doctor and find maybe brain death, I don't know, whatever the issue is. But what's the machlokes? So Beis Shammai says, the moment the fish is caught in the net, once the fishermen have him in the net, even though he's still scrolling around, he's dead right now, it's considered food, and now the laws of Tumah apply. And Beis Hillel says, no, it's true, he's probably not going to make it out, but until he stops breathing, he's not going to. So that's what we see. So that's what we have many disputes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, and it goes back to Tu Bishva. Beis Shammai said, since the majority of rain has fallen in Israel, so we already began celebrating 2 weeks ago. But us who follow Beis Hillel, and hopefully we live in reality, today's the day where the sap starts growing in the tree, and therefore we start celebrating Tu Bishvat, the transformation out of winter into the springtime. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Omer, Ratzah Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakes Yisrael Lafir Lam Torah Mitzvah Shehemar, Adonai Chafetz, L'man Tzidko, Yaldil Torah, V'yadir.